This is Floor Radio, and I'm Dave Foster. This is part two of a five-part conversation about technology, electronic technology in the floor covering business. With us, Pam Bowe, she's the chief executive officer of the Bowe Company, and Aaron Perner, he's the CEO of Kep Carpet. Both are co-presidents of the Floor Covering Business to Business Association, or FCB2B. Pam, let me ask you about the participation rate on the part of retailers in this B2B technology. How many retailers are participating in this program? Has the adoption rate been going pretty well, and has it been deemed successful at this point?
Well, we continue to see the adoption rate of the retailers that are participating, the numbers grow when we're talking to the different software developers on how many people are getting on B2B. But the interest goes beyond the retailers that are participating, but the other members in the distribution channel are also growing at a rapid rate, and that's very encouraging.
I see. Well, we'll talk about that. As you mentioned, Aaron, earlier on, that this idea started at the CRI way back when. And now, is that spread? Do we have really involvement from all of the basic food groups in this business?
I would tell you that we have very broad-based support. And, you know, it continues to amaze me the professional level that we have of the membership within this group, within the committee. Business ain't so good out there right now, Dave. I mean, I think everybody knows that. I mean, you know, even retail, it's unusual to see the retail and the builder segments of the industry really in a tough position at the same time. I can tell you within our company, it's unusual. I don't think I've ever seen it, and I've been in this industry a really long time, that they both hit at about the same time from typically the different parts of the business don't fire at the same time. Even with that fierce need to go out and be competitive and grab market share, I mean, it has not changed the position of the members within the committee. They're still working together very closely to develop things that are for the standard that will better all of the industry. I'm amazed by what camaraderie there is within this group. And as far as execution, I would tell you that, you know, back to Pam's point, we probably increased, what was it, Pam, almost 50% of the number of distributors that are online.
Really?
With FCB2B. The number of transactions, if you look at, there's a resource that we have, one of the manufacturers that provided us some data. They almost had a doubling effect in this last year just in the number of purchase orders that were placed, advanced shipping notices, product catalogs, invoicing, you know, the key core documents that are out there. So, and, you know, prior to that, it had doubled. I mean, if you look at the growth, the curve that this thing is at, if we have another doubling again next year, and if we, again, you know, 50% increase the number of distributors, I would argue that the 20-80 rule applies, although I'm not sure that the rule today is not the 5%-80 rule, which is if you get the right 5% of suppliers and the right 5% of the software providers out there, you're going to get 80% of the industry transacting business very quickly on FCB2B. And I would tell you from our perspective, we're seeing that happen.
So you have the major players then at this point for the most part on both sides? Buyers and sellers, and including distributors?
We do. If it would be appropriate, we could actually perhaps list that for you. If,
sure.
If you know, you wanted to have us, we could do a quick read of the different companies
sure,
that are
do,
out there.
Do. If you got that in front of you.
Okay, I do. What I'd like to do is first, you know, finish with some of the software companies that are out there that are coming to mind. And Pam, if you could help me. There's companies out there that are flooring software providers like Vencom. You've got Danzig, which is, although they have applications in retail, they've got applications in wholesale. You've got Gartman, which is another major distributorship software that's out there. You've got Q-Floors. Those are just flooring-specific companies that are out there that I don't think we've mentioned before. As far as, you need to pull a document up.
I'd be happy to throw some more in there. You have RFMS, you have CDMS, you have Pacific Solutions. We have a rather large and growing group of software developers that have deployed the B2B enabled piece in their business management software, and it continues to grow. We have software developers now that have created integration with QuickBooks, or Peachtree, some commonly used off-the-shelf accounting programs that are used by many people in the flooring industry. So it is growing fast. The thing that makes it grow so quickly is that once somebody uses it, they don't go back. It is such a different process that the public is really clamoring, say, I want on this, I want on this, I want to be able to do this, I want my catalog this way. It's very rewarding in that regard.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you an even further list that's out there. If you look at the manufacturer distributor side, which, you know, is really where the trading partners happen, and one other thing I'd like to add to Pam's is there are four of the companies that are out there that are flooring-specific software applications that they'll do integration from a software, you know, a custom software, because a lot of the companies out there have, I don't know, Pam, you could probably name some of these Mass 90, Great
Plains. They have legacy accounting systems or systems that are in place in their company, and they want to become B2B enabled, which is more flooring specific, using ANSI standard compliant documents. So many of the software developers have recognized that and are now starting to build these custom integrators so that they work within the existing programs, which then further enables people to get involved quickly without having to tear everything apart and start from scratch, which you can imagine in any size company, large or small, it's quite disruptive to have to replace everything that you're used to working with.
I see.
So even if you're not using a custom flooring-specific software, if you've got your own custom system, there are companies out there that do integration that will do translation for you. Let me name some of the suppliers. You've got, and many of these were very early adopters, but you've got Shaw, Mohawk, Beaulieu, Gulliston, Ohio Valley Floors, William Byrd, Alltile, Alita, J.J. Haynes, Floorstar, Tri-West, B.R. Funston, Tom Duffy, BPI, R.A. Siegel, Royalty Carpets, Case Supply Interstate, Hoboken, Daltile, Dixie Group, Harrigan, CMH, Longest, Gallagher, CDC, CNC Wholesale, Swift Train, T&A Supply, T&L Distributing, CPAC, WC Tingle. And I think there are more that we just don't currently have on the list now. But the list is growing very extensive, and I would tell you within our company, a large percentage of our purchases, a significant amount right now, are done via B2B.
I see, and I suspect each time a new supplier or distributor comes in, then they bring probably a lot of their customers with them.
They do, and you know, I'm going to give you, and I don't want to sound like I'm on a soapbox, because this is basically the same message I've been giving the supplier community now for several years. You know, I'm going to tell you the same story I've had again on the air, but I have one of my managers, we're doing a style out on carpet, and you know, the manager is using the electronic commerce piece within our software that we use. And he's talking to one of the other managers, because we look and measure the percentage of purchase orders that they're placing through electronically, because we know it saves them a lot of time. And it also makes on the back end paying bills a lot easier. And so, you know, the managers are kind of giving this other manager, you know, because he's not using the percentages that everybody else is. They're making fun of him. And, you know, here's the kind of things they say. God, this is so much easier. I can't believe you're not using it. One of them even made a comment during a style out, which we, you know, tried to discount. But the reality is, you know, at the end of the day, we made the decision to go with the e-commerce provider that made the carpet because they're just easier to do business with. His comment was, you know what, these two products are about the same, but you know what, this guy does it through electronic commerce, and it's so much easier to order stuff from him, and it's so much easier to make sure that I get the stuff. Let's buy this product instead of that product. And that's what I'm seeing happen within our company, is that we're making value judgments because of who's on B2B.
And that's happening more and more, no doubt.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think we're unique, Dave.
Interesting, interesting. Now, just so everybody understands, you had mentioned, Aaron, the specific documents that this system deals with. You had mentioned that's, you know, catalogs and purchase orders and acknowledgments, et cetera.
Yeah.
Each of the software providers performs basically the same functions. The difference is with the bells and whistles that are part of their management tool systems. Would that be a correct statement?
It would. And it really, when you buy a software for your business. It's a business management decision. And the way you run your business and the kind of customers that you solve flooring needs for or problems, you have a certain way you have to run the software because it's built around a custom set of needs that you've got based on the customer set that you serve, the niche that you operate within. You've got some that are very specialized, and you know we even have estimating packages that are at FCB to be integrated. So what happens is the different companies out there provide different techniques by which to serve up the FCB to be documents, and therein really lies the difference between these companies. Is you have to really look at what your business needs are and what your customers' needs are. And then, you know, the integration within FCB2B just kind of comes with the business, you know, practices and package, if I could describe it that way.
I see. This is going to conclude the second part of a five-part conversation about electronic technology in the floor covering business. My guest for this conversation, Pam Bowe, she's the CEO of the Bowe Company, and Aaron Perner, he's the CEO of Cap Carpet. Both are co-presidents of the Floor Covering Business to Business Association, or FCB2B. We'll air the third part of this conversation tomorrow, and this is Floor Radio.